You're listening to National Rock Review.
So you're out on the road at the minute with Huntress and Savage Messiah, and how's the tour been going?
It's been going great. Yeah. It's first time for us in a lot of smaller cities, so it's been something new for us, but it's good for us, I think, to come here and spend some time in the island.
Yeah. Cool. So recently, you're lead singer Johan, he lost his voice, and you ended up playing an instrumental set, and you brought on Jill Janis. That must have been a difficult decision to go ahead and play the show without Johan. How did it go, and what was it like to play with Jill?
She only stepped in on one song, actually. Yeah. So, it was after we considered it was a tough decision, but we basically came down. We only had two choices, and it was either cancel the whole show and leave no one with any choice, that basically then just turn back home or like.
Yeah.
And we thought that was not fair for people that maybe traveled far, booked hotels, got free from work or whatever. And so we said we played a show, played an instrumental, and let people know that they were able to get refunds at the door if they wanted to. Right. But at least then give them the offer of choice or to decide themselves if they wanted to. But it would be unfair for everybody if we just cancelled it.
Yeah. So have you ever done that before? Have you ever done like an instrumental set?
No, this was the first time. Well, we practiced without him before, so I mean, we can't function without one guy. I guess I'm the only one who can't really function without, but everything else works. So
that's cool. So how did the UK crowd compare to those around the world? You know, what's it like?
I think metalheads are metalheads, and no, doesn't really matter where you go. There are some slight changes here and there, but I mean, in general, people just want to come out and have a good time and enjoy watching bands and mosh pits, crowd surfs, chanting or whatever. It's just about connecting with the people on stage and the people off stage and just having a great time.
I think
that's a universal thing.
Cool. So your latest album, Seer of the Gods, can you tell us a little bit about it and the influences behind the album?
It's like old material right now. The album's been out for 2 years nearly. So it's, I mean, obviously, whenever we release a new album, our goal is to top the previous one and to make a better album. It comes down to everything, like songwriting, the lyrical concepts, album covers, and artworks and everything. So we just put down a lot of energy to try to do our very best. And with the latest album, we also changed studios as we went with Andrew Sneap here in England. And we were happy with Jens, where we worked with three albums. But I think for our sake, we needed some new changes and some just get some new blood into the system, just to, something new.
Yeah, I read on this album, you were going for like a live sound, so you actually all recorded in the same room at the same time. You did it like drums, guitar, bass.
Yeah.
Is that the first time you've done that, or is?
We did that with the previous album as well. The same thing, basically, just to get the feeling of rehearsal room, so everybody's just jamming together in the studio. But what you hear is not necessarily one live take from. The guitar players, for example, they just playing along. They don't actually try to nail everything for what we recorded drums. Then it's all me. I concentrate on making the perfect take. But just to get the because it's kind of boring to be when you're all alone in the studio and all the focus is on you. And so it's easier if you're in a group and you're just playing the way you're used to. So. More natural, I think.
Yeah. You mentioned there, obviously, it's, like you said, it's been 2 years since the last album. Have you got any plans to put out a new album anytime soon?
Yeah, I think after this tour, we need to get back into writing mode and start working on some new material.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to keep ourselves busy with for the rest of the year, I guess.
Yeah. So do you think that album will come out this year, or is it going to be...
No, I think that's going to be too tight. We don't even have a plan yet, but if we record sometime late fall, I guess, then it's going to take a couple of months before.
Yeah.
So probably early next year, I would say.
Cool. So which bands would you say have influenced your sound over the years?
I mean, I've always been influenced by the new wave of British heavy metal. That's what got me into metal, pretty much. I mean, sure, I started listening to, I guess, Europe and Alice Cooper was my first bands, but what I really got into was Priest and Maiden. I was a huge fan. I still am. And that's something that you can go back to at any time. It's just like a good old film that you keep watching for forever. You can just enjoy it anytime and go back. And so that's something that forms you without you don't even really think about it, but you get a lot of influences from that. But then, everything that that was released when you started to write music, I guess, early death metal and thrash metal and it wasn't really called power metal back then, but I guess speed metal.
Right. Okay, that's cool. So for all the drummers out there, can you tell us a little bit about your setup that you use on stage
Yeah, sure. I mean, I play Pearl drums. Yeah. On this tour, I have a Pearl Masters Birch kit that I've had for a couple of years now. I play Meinl cymbals. I just pick the heaviest and the loudest ones, pretty much. Fits me. It's just to... Gear talk is kind of boring for someone who's not interested in it, I guess.
Okay. So are you planning any summer festivals this year?
No, the main plan is to stay off the grid and straight on writing new albums or a new album. Obviously if we get an offer we can't refuse, then we'll probably take it, but... The general idea is to not do any more shows after this tour.
Right, so it might be a little while before we see you out on the road again.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, cool. So your last album, Deceiver of the Gods, where did the album title come from?
That's the Deceiver of the Gods is Loki in Norse mythology.
Yeah.
So and calling the album Loki would be kind of boring. So
right.
it's more intriguing with Deceiver of the Gods, but it's basically the main concept of the album is about Loki and his tricksters and kind of trickeries that's going on.
Cool. So last question I got for you really is how much does a lot of your songs seem to have evolved from Norse mythology. Is that something that, as a band, you've always been interested in? And you seem to get dubbed the whole Viking metal kind of, genre.
Yeah. As a Scandinavian, as a Swede, you kind of always have a sort of interest in our history. And
yeah.
it's an interesting time. But as a band, it started with Johan, the singer, started writing about Norse mythology, and basically because it's one of his personal interests.
Right.
And it just fitted the band very well, so I think everybody just felt like that's kind of good. And works for the band, and everybody grows into it, basically.
Yeah.
I think we as persons have become what we are together with the, I mean, obviously, since we've been doing it for like well over 20 years.
Or yeah.
So it's something that evolves. We evolve together with the band, basically. Yeah.
Cool, that's great. Well, thanks for taking the time to speak with the National Rock Review, and looking forward to the show tonight in Newcastle. So, and good luck with the rest of the tour.
Cheers, thank you very much.
Thanks.